Günstig ohne App. Bei Aldi gibt es einen Preis für alle. Diese Woche Bio-Joghurt mit Crispy Müsli, 150 Gramm für nur 89 Cent. Oder Iglo-Rahmspinat, 750 Gramm für nur 1,69 Euro. Entdecke weitere Angebote in deinem Aldi Nord. Aldi. Gutes für alle.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Jane doesn't mind an apartment with no elevator.
5 flights of stairs is 5 flights of cardio.
Bob is a little less enthusiastic about stairs.
I hate stairs.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle renters and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Jane and Bob found an apartment that's a 4-story walk-up. And Bob?
Yeah, there's a freight elevator she doesn't know about.
What were you talking about?
Nothing.
Bundling without compromise at Geico.com.
I believe we're joined by a class act. He is the great Peter Frampton. Hey, Peter, how are you, sir?
I'm very good. And you?
Doing fine. It's always a great pleasure to speak to you. And how is the summer tour going?
Well, we haven't actually started it yet.
Okay.
Well, then call back later.
We did actually, we went out for the spring. We did a month in the spring. Two weeks of an evening with me, and then that was enough. So we did 2 weeks in Canada with Steve Miller. And now we start on Tuesday again back with Steve Miller. It's the tour that will never quit. So it's wonderful.
Great. Oh, great. You've been on our show so many times, and I always tell people when they say, who is the nicest guy you've ever had from the world of rock and roll, and I always say it's one of the finest players, and it is Peter Frampton.
Oh, thank you very much. I thought you were going to say Howard Stern.
No. I almost said Steve Miller, but no.
That would have been funny, actually.
We quickly correct them and say, no, it's Peter Frampton.
Have you ever played with Steve Miller?
Yes, we actually, that's the beauty of that. This is an integrated tour. We actually play in his set. I come out again and play some blues songs. So it's fantastic.
Cool.
It's the highlight of the show for me and many people.
Oh, good. So it's got to be fun to, I know obviously you've got all the hits that you play and but to play some other stuff has to be kind of fun for you.
Yeah, no, it's great. And, of course, I've known Steve since I was barely talking. And so we've known each other a long time. And I met him in England when he was making an album with Glenn Johns in the late 60s, maybe 70. And we go back a long way. And we've toured in all sorts of different size venues over the years, and so this is fantastic to be back in. Basically, this tour is amphitheaters.
Yeah, are you playing any of the Humble Pie stuff?
We dabble. We do a couple of the Humble Pie ones. Yes,
okay.
You've got to do it. So, and the crowd love it. So. It's something that the band all like doing because we do one of them is 4 Day Creep, which
sure.
The band all we split the vocals up so the band get to sing, and it's fun. It's really good.
Yeah, are you doing any of your instrumental stuff?
With Steve, we don't have the time that are needed, but when we do the evening with shows, which we're doing a handful of throughout the summer. When there's a day off there that we want to fill. So, yes, then we do the full two-hour-plus show with the instrumentals, yes.
Do you have a personal favorite of your own tunes that you just really get a kick out of playing?
Yes, Lines on My Face.
Oh, that's great. That's great.
Yeah, that's my... I think that's... of the ones that have been there for... So many years.
I couldn't hear you there.
that one, I think, it's very rare that we don't play that one in a show. It must mean that we're doing a very, very short show. So, but that's my favorite, I think.
I'm speaking with Peter Frampton. Peter, do you take the legendary guitar on tour now after that whole very long story about the plane crash and is that thing?
Yes. I do. I figured that it's been through everything that it could possibly go through, just about what else could happen to it. So it comes with us, and I played at least for Do You Feel at the end, I bring it out. It's sort of like having a special guest. And it's more well known than me now, so that gets a bigger ovation than I do. So it's fun to bring it out, and people love to see it, and they hold up their copy of Comes Alive, and there it is. It's the same one. It's the one on the front cover. So we've been through the story, but it still gives me goosebumps, the fact that I got it back after thinking it was gone back to the earth, you know.
Yeah, the short, Google the story. The guitar was in a plane crash. It was kind of kidnapped. It's kind of foggy as to what happened to it, but yeah. many years later, Mr. Frampton got it back.
Yeah, 32 years later.
You'll be at the Ford Center in Evansville coming up tomorrow evening.
Yes.
Then you're on to Chicago, Indy. You've got lots of great spots coming up. Cincinnati will be June 21st with the Steve Miller Band, and then Erie, Pennsylvania, Baltimore, New York, all over the place. Lewiston, New York, it's going to be a great fun.
I'm exhausted. Well, how many gigs?
I skipped a couple, Peter.
No, we don't want to scare you. Yeah.
Now, are you living in Nashville these days?
I am. I'm back in Nashville. I lived here for the first time in the 90s and then moved away for family reasons. And then for family reasons, I moved back. or lack of family reasons.
Yeah, I remember one time on the show you said something like, I promise I am not going to re-release Frampton Comes Alive in any new format. Then you paused and said, until all of my children are through college.
We had that. We talked about that one morning, Peter, that I know, I think all of us had Frampton Comes Alive on vinyl.
Right.
8-track, cassette, yeah. Digital CD. Now it's obviously downloaded.
It's quite amazing. It's gone to every format, and people have so much pride and joy when they show me or send me their pictures of the 8-track in their player.
Oh.
So for those few that still have the player and the 8, a lot of people have the 8-track. Not many people have the tape inside it, though.
My 8-track broke, and I tried to splice it, and I got it spliced, but at the end of Do You Feel It, went do-do-do-do-do.
That's it.
And that would be it. Yeah. And
that's
it stopped.
All you get.
I mean,
that's
right. The big crescendo at the end.
Because with 8-tracks, there used to be a thing where they would click, even
yes.
regardless of where it was in the middle of a song. I'm sure there are people that came to love that album and played it 100 times on the 8-track. When they see you live, they're expecting a certain click.
Click.
That's,
there you go.
That's where it clicks, even when he does it live.
That's right.
Peter Frampton is our guest. How many guitars do you typically take on the road, Peter?
probably 10, I think. Maybe 12. I mean, we have to take all the acoustics if we're going to do acoustic during the evening with. So that's like 3 extra ones right there with different tunings. So it sounds like a lot, but it really isn't, because I guess if you have it, the others are backups just in case there's a problem. So you have to have a backup on stage, because I can't like say, hold a second, I'm going to put a new string on. You know, it doesn't. Well, you could, but I'd lose my audience. So
what do you want? Do you ever walk into a guitar store, and if you sit down, do you play Stairway, or do you whip into a Peter Frampton song?
No, I don't play anything in any of those stores.
Probably best. Yeah.
I put my earplugs in before I go in, uh-huh. and I often ask, when you can hear the strains of various classics around the room. and then you look at the guy that's trying to add up your strings and whatever your sundries that you bought in the Guitar Center or Sweetwater or whatever. And I just asked him, I say, so how is, he said, don't ask. because it's like it drives them. And then they come in, and the drummers come in a little later, because they're always a little later than the guitar players. And so when it gets going on the weekend, I'm sure that these guys go crazy. But hey, that's what it's all about. You can get anything you want in those places.
Now, do you have a recording studio in your new house in Nashville?
I actually have just a little music room here, but I actually own a studio in Nashville. So I managed to buy a place that already was set up as a proper studio. So I'm very lucky.
That's probably why you're on tour, to pay for the studio bills.
Well, absolutely.
I speak as someone who owns one. They lose a lot of money. Peter Frampton is our guest. I'll let you go, Peter. I can tell you've got a little bit of a voice thing. You got to keep your voice ready for that first show coming.
Okay.
Up
all right. Well, I sort of woke up just before I spoke to you, so it's that's why.
I see. Oh no, well, I'm sure that the voice is great. I have seen everybody live, and Peter Frampton is absolutely one of the greatest. I urge everyone to go see him. I actually saw him one time with a symphony, and it was truly one of the best shows I've ever seen. It was so
Oh, well,
cool.
Thanks. That's so great. Thank you.
Peter, of course, is a Grammy Award winner and a veteran of the road. Can I ask you one last thing? Sadly, David Bowie is gone, but I read somewhere that he kind of revitalized your career when you were able to go out as a sideman on one of his tours. Mm-hmm. What was that story?
Well, around about 85, 86, I was doing my second album for Atlantic Records, and he called me up and said, you know, would you like to come and... we've known each other since school, just to sort of let people know. So so he called me up and said, would you like to come to Switzerland and play on my next album? I said, let me think about that. So then I was on the plane, so I went over there. And while we were recording one evening when we went to dinner, he just said, would you like to come on the road as guitar player on the tour? And I thought, oh, here we go again. Yeah, let me think about that. And then I'm on another plane, and I'm on the way to the first rehearsal. So, but what I basically say is that at that point in my career, things weren't great for me. And he basically realized what had happened with my career, that I'd gone from the musician, the guitar player in Humble Pie, to After Comes Alive, to the pop star again, like The Herd, you know, and before Humble Pie. So he basically took me with him around the world in stadiums and reintroduced me as the musician, the guitar player. And I think that's he knew exactly what he was doing, and because he was upset by the way the image had changed for me, knowing me very well, obviously. And so I've never been able to. Well, I did. I thanked him a million times, but I still thank him for reintroducing me as the guitar player, which really was an upswing point in my career.
Do you have a favorite song that you played live with him?
With him, Loving the Alien.
Oh,
that was one of my favorites. I got it. Well, I got a long solo on that one. let's be honest.
Did you ever, as any kind of a joke, play a Peter Frampton famous lick in the middle of one of your solos?
I did in Gene Genie.
Oh God!
I in the break there at some point, I played the riff to Do You Feel? So and everybody went nuts. So it was fun. I just stuck it in there. I thought, why not? You know.
Hey, it's your lick. You can steal it.
Yes.
Okay. Peter Frampton, thank you so much for your time. Thanks for getting up early. Have a cup of tea.
I'm having coffee. It's all right.
Okay.
Oh, good. Good.
Okay. Yeah. So you're fully Americanized.
It's cup.
I am.
That was really good.
We'll see you soon.
Not bloody likely.
Thanks, Peter.
Oh, yeah, you're all right, mate. Yeah, right.
We go home on Monday.
This is my impression of his former bandmate. Thanks, Peter.
All right, guys. Bye.
Bye.
God, is he a great guy.
Hey, I'm Chris Van Vliet. Go behind the scenes and beyond the headlines with the biggest names in pro wrestling and beyond.
Mr. Sandman.
All I ever wanted to be was a pro wrestler. So I got to live my life and make people really happy.
The Heartbreak Kid himself, Shawn Michaels.
Do you think there's anybody better than you were?
I think I was great at what I did, and I think other people were great at what they did as well. Greatness is more a mindset, I think, than anything else.
Mindset, motivation, insight with Chris Van Vliet. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.